This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. It was recently announced that we will see a WASDE report this month, despite the government shutdown. We'll have more from Allendale right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
The biggest market news right now is the upcoming WASDE report, which is scheduled to release on November 14th, even though there is no end in sight for the government shutdown. Allendale commodity broker Ben Breisch has more.
We didn't get a report in October because of the government shutdown, and the government is still shut down at the moment. Yet I still think the ag secretary wants to gain a little bit more trust with the farmers and the USDA. So they're putting out a report. So they're just going to totally skip over October and act like October didn't happen. So this will be an updated number from the September numbers, as we haven't seen anything since then. So focusing on South America right now, I mean, you're looking at some world numbers right now that are somewhere in between 281 for ending stocks on corn, and they're looking for a slight increase to about 283. And then going down to beans, they're keeping that about the same from 124, and they're looking, estimates right now, they're saying that there's going to be no change on that, keeping that at 124 as well for ending stocks. When it comes to Brazil and Argentina in specifics, I would be a little bit hesitant right now to be expecting too much major news looking down there. The only other thing that we should be focusing on when it comes to South America is a trade deal that was announced this morning between Brazil's president and Trump, saying that Trump did guarantee a trade deal, and that could be the reason why we are seeing a little bit of a setback after some strong moves over the past 2 weeks yet.
For more marketing information, visit allendale-inc.com. For the World of Agriculture, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.